time once again for Community Forum. And we're very lucky to have with us live in the studios this morning Rex Holbein and Sarah Snedeker. Rex Holbein is Executive Director of Facing Homelessness, also runs the Facebook page Homeless in Seattle, and has been on the show before. And Sarah Snedeker is a local artist and founder of the Street Heart Project. Rex and Sarah, thank you very much for coming and spending time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's start out with Rex. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Facing Homelessness?
Okay, so Facing Homelessness is a nonprofit, and our mission simply is to change the negative stereotype against the homeless. We want people to get engaged and to stop seeing the issue as this overwhelming something other, and actually bring it into their life, find their own personal answer to addressing homelessness. So out of underneath that nonprofit, we have a number of projects. One of them is our Facebook site, Homeless in Seattle, but we also have other projects that, such as Sarah Snedeker's project, Street Heart, which started simply by her coming in the door, telling us that she had been watching the Homeless in Seattle site and had been touched by the stories and the photos and wanted to volunteer, wanted to get involved. And that brought on this beautiful conversation about what was important to her. And as an artist, she began to talk about, the beauty that she saw in the people on the street. And that led to the project that we're here today to talk to you about.
Yeah, so it kind of started out with an idea. I painted a sign for them, and it kind of grew from there. And then Charlie Newton, another artist that comes into Homeless in Seattle, who was also served by them but also does a lot of artwork himself, said, I had started painting a portrait, and our idea was to paint, to fill the entire back wall of the Homeless in Seattle office building with portraits. And I told Rex, I said, this is going to take a long time for one person to fill this entire back wall. I have a kid, I'm going to school. And so Charlie came in one day and he said, well, why don't you guys get a bunch of artists to do it? And we're like, duh, yeah, Charlie, that's what we should be doing. So, within a few weeks, it was March, we had created a call to artists, and it was really well received. We got a bunch of artists that sent in their proposals and applied. And we accepted as many as we could take for the amount of paint we had. We actually had not even a drop of paint left in the paint cans. And I think,
which I would say was all donated,
which is
by Miller Paints.
Yeah, Miller Paints generously donated all of that. And then Dunn Lumber gave us a cut on the wood. Chris at Dunn Lumber and then Matt at Miller Paints, both of those managers have been really helpful and great. But, as we were handing the supplies over to the artists, I had to tell them, I said, so don't spill this paint, don't drop it, don't let anything like that happen. But if you run out, we'll work something out and we'll get you extra paint. So just everything came together really, really well. And the 25 artists that we have are amazing people.
Yeah.
They're great artists, but I have more to say about them as a person, as people, than their artwork. So.
Yeah. That's one of the things that actually I wanted to throw in is that this answer to addressing homelessness isn't a formula. The important thing is that each person finds their own answer, and that can be something as simple as just saying hello, or it can be something as beautiful and big as what Sarah's doing with the Street Heart Project. But the important part of that is that you draw on what your strengths are and your heart feeling on this issue. And this is the thing that I love about the project Street Heart, is that artists bring this very important thing to us as a community. They show us the things that we're missing, the beautiful things in life. They have this special view. And when they do art, that allows us to see their view. And I think specifically with this issue of homelessness, when artists get involved, they're looking at the person, just as Sarah said, it's their art, but it's also their connection as a human being to this issue. And I think that's something that's profoundly beautiful about this project, is that the artist actually really spent time studying these individuals from black and white photographs, and then they brought to that their feelings, the color that Sarah gave them.
Yeah, well, not only that, though, So the artists were given these black and white photographs of the people that they would be painting. But in addition to that, several of the artists, probably half of them, there were opportunities to meet the people that they would be painting, to establish kind of a rapport relationship, get to know them. You know, what colors do you not like? You meet somebody and you sort of get an idea about their personality. Are they vibrant? Are they a little bit more calm? Are they introverted? Are they extroverted? And so you'd kind of start to choose colors based on the emotions that person gives you. But basically, yeah, about half of the artists established, you know, meeting times to go and meet with these people and talk with them. We did provide backstories and kind of bios as a printout when they got the artwork, just so they had an idea of who they were. But in addition to that, the artists, a lot of them took it a step further and wanted to know the person that they were painting. And I think that that just added another layer of complexity to it that I wasn't expecting, because we're asking these artists to do it for free. Of course, we were providing the supplies, but they gave a lot of their time. And these were huge portraits, you know, 4 feet by 4 feet, 3 feet by 3 feet, and then two feet by 2 feet. One of the artists, her name is Janelle, she was telling us, she painted this beautiful, painting of Andy Anderson. And she was, standing there telling all of us that over the, last, you know, 8 weeks as she was painting this in her kitchen, Andy became, kind of a person in their home. Her children would say, "How's Andy doing? Have you finished Andy's eyes yet? Oh, Andy's hair looks great, Mom." And, it started a conversation around their dinner table talking about this person. And, so, you know, friends and family coming in and out of, their homes, talking with them about what they were working on, what project they were working on. That's part of this project. The idea isn't just to paint these portraits and then, auction them off to fundraise for Facing Homelessness, Homeless in Seattle. The idea also is just spread that conversation and that, get people talking about it in our community locally even further. And every one of these single artists, I imagine that they have told, you know, numerous people, about what they're doing and what's going on. And, so yeah, it's a lot more than just the art for sure.
I haven't told you this yet, Sarah, but, yesterday Tony Fox came into my office and, where all the paintings are currently, which I'm getting this, you know, this beautiful, daily experience of having these 25 paintings, in my office. But Tony Fox came in and saw the painting of her for the first time and she just was so taken by it. But then she said, "You know, my eyes aren't brown though. You know, they're green." And because again, the painting was done from this black and white portrait, and the artist had not met with her.
Yeah.
And then by the time she left, she said, "You know, my mom's eyes are brown."
Aww.
And she talked about how she looks at this painting now and she sees herself and her mom in this painting and how that, and her mom's passed away, and how that connects her. And I think, just as you were talking about now, these layers of meaning and connection is where the strength of this project is.
It's all kind of unfolding, you know. Like you just explained with Tony, that's just another something that's sort of unfolding. So, because the artists, they get a print of the portrait that they did, and so does the person that participated. So Tony would get a print of her portrait that she could, you know, keep and do what she wants with. So I think that's really cool.
But
that's what she got.
And this is the thing that we're excited about, is that this is a project that we're going to continue, you know. So we have this one event now that's happening actually on September 12th in Columbia City at the Collaboratory.
6 p.m.
Exactly.
There will be music and food and wine.
But the idea is that we want to keep repeating this. We hope that other artists will come to this project. We hope there's going to be this buzz, like, "Oh, have you done a portrait yet for Streetheart?" You know, among the artist community.
Yeah.
And ultimately, like Sarah mentioned earlier, the power of this is to create conversation. You know, when you're at a coffee shop or you're at a dinner table, maybe out with three or four friends, three or four other couples or whatever, that it gives you the courage to just bring up in conversation, "Hey, what's your feeling about the issue of homelessness? You know, what's your connection to it? You know, how do you feel about stopping and talking to somebody that's living on the street? ultimately, you know, that I think is what's going to help solve the issue of homelessness, is if we all have an opinion, we all have some sense that we're doing something.
Yeah. And I think that I've heard you explain this before, but I don't know if everybody has kind of heard sort of your take on it and why we have the slogan, just say hello. And that's that the perception of, you see people standing on the side of the street with a sign at the, you know, you're getting off of the freeway, or you're walking down the street and they're laying there, they're sleeping, and you see all these people around them and you think that people are talking to them, that they're part of the conversation and that people are acknowledging them. But often they're not. Most people don't even turn their head to look at them when they're standing there. It doesn't matter if you have money to give them, if you want to give them anything, even water. You don't have to do any of that. But it's more from a human perspective about just turning your head, looking at them, and genuinely giving them a smile. That level of acknowledgement will really, really just brightens their day, but it also does something for you, because I think it takes a lot more work to not look at them, to ignore them. It is so easy to just let that fear down. You know, what's the worst they're going to do? Oftentimes you're going to get a surprised look from them at first, like, oh, they're saying hi to me. Exactly. Honestly, they will look at you surprised with a twinkle in their eye, and then they're just, their face and their whole demeanor, because we love connection and we want to be connected, and they are a part of our community, and they need that connection as well.
As much as we do,
I want to encourage people to just look at them and smile. And if they can, just say hi to them. Just say, I hope you have a good day. Yeah. You know, I hope people treat you kindly today or something, because a lot of people give them a hard time. So
I think the problem that we all experience is that the issue is so overwhelming. You know, it's huge. We know that when we're 5 minutes late for a meeting, or our mind is filled with the daily busyness that we all have, that we don't have time in that moment to stop and help somebody, fix somebody. But it's just as you said, you know, we're not there to fix somebody. We're there just to make them feel seen. Most people feel invisible that are homeless, and that's a crippling part of what they're going through. If you can imagine, every person that is on the street is there for a reason, right? They didn't just wake up one morning and say, hey, I think today I'm going to start being homeless.
Yeah.
They, some trauma, some incident, some repeating whatever that brought them to this state has them in a place where they're suffering. And when our response is to now just ignore them, it's a little bit like kicking them when they're down.
Yeah.
Right? The very opposite should be happening. Somebody's suffering in front of us, we should be reaching out with the bare minimum of saying, I see you, I know you're suffering, you know, I love you, right? You're another human being. You know, when you say, I want to encourage people to reach out and just say hello, another place to do this that is profound for me is, we all know about this event that happens to us when we pull off the freeway on an off ramp. And there is this, you see that person, they're down at the end with their sign. And there is, I think, for everybody, a certain level of anxiety, right? Is my car going to be the one that stops right next to them? And because the light changed. And then what? Do I fiddle with the radio? What, you know? And if you roll your window down and you just say, hey, I just wanted to check in. How are you doing? I guarantee you, I do this every time, I guarantee you that person will go through a transformation right before your eyes. The smile will come over them. I've been doing this for years, and nobody has ever said, oh, hey, now that you said hi to me, can I have $5?
Yeah.
Not once.
Yep.
The connection, just as you say, Sarah, that connection in that moment is far more important than anything that you're going to pull out of your wallet. So I would say let's all be mindful
of
that.
Well, I think what, I mean, as this is sort of, this conversation is unfolding, what basically, you know, Homeless in Seattle and Street Heart is about is that we want this to be accessible and people for anybody. Doesn't matter who you are. And the same thing with our art project. When we were taking artists on, we made a conscious decision when we were choosing artists. We said, we want this to be a diverse group of artists. We are not just going to pick professional artists, artists who are established, artists who've gone to art school. we have an artist, two artists that had been living on the street, one artist who had lived on, two artists who were living on the street and two who had lived on the street in the past. And now are professional artists. Ryan Henry Ward is one of them, and the other is Conan Yao. And both of them are phenomenal artists. And then there's, you know, like I said about, you know, Janelle, she's a mom. And I don't know that art is her main gig, but she's a phenomenal artist. And so we wanted the hobby artists, the, you know, artists who taught themselves, the artists who went to school, the artists who are pursuing it for a career. And then, of course, the artists that are professional, like, you know, there's quite a few, I would say half of them are professional artists, but...
Well, most people know, I think in Seattle, Henry, right?
Yeah.
Ryan Henry Ward. If you spend any time driving through neighborhoods of Seattle, you'll see his murals all over town. They're these fanciful, beautiful creations. And then Alfredo...
Araguin
is actually quite famous around the world. You know, he has, I hear, two paintings in the Smithsonian and in museums... around the world. So it is a diverse group of people. There's also Steve Strukoff, who I talked to yesterday.
Did he finish his?
He says he's finishing today.
Cool.
So, but he also has been homeless and just recently moved into the Aurora House and is painting rain. And he also was painted, so he has this unique place in the project that he's a subject and a painter. So I hope he's finishing it up.
Yeah, we'll have to get that from him. But, so it's just this project, it really has unfolded organically before our eyes. We've just kind of made decisions as we've gone and, you know, kind of what was right for the organization. And so we made choices, you know, about bringing the community together when, we were sourcing supplies. But then, with our event coming up, our fundraiser on September 12th at 6 p.m. at the Collaboratory, for that event, we chose the Collaboratory in Columbia City also because they are a fabulous nonprofit organization where they have a drop-in meeting area where people can come in, use the Wi-Fi, get some food, use the bathroom. There's lockers in there. And then there's an adjacent room where it's a work, shared workspace so people can work. There's a learning kitchen. There's a teaching garden out back. So it is a community hubbub doing a lot of cool things. There's a lot of cool things that are going to happen with them, but we wanted to, have this at a place where the facility was in alignment with our values and our goals. And that's really
community.
So you should really check out their website and see what they're about because they're definitely very neat. And then the musical group, that'll be performing, they've produced a CD, with lyrics and with some of the artists that live on the street, you know, perform music on the street. And so they'll be performing something. So we've been very thoughtful about this night that we're having. We want to give people an experience, a wonderful experience, a rich experience, something that a lot of thought and planning has gone into. So,
So we're fortunate, actually, a lot of people have come to this project. Like you said, it's unfolded. Haruko Nishimura, who is one of the founders of the Degenerate Art Ensemble, will be doing a butoh dance that evening. Enrique Cerna will do a little talk that evening as well. And John Curley.
We love John Curley.
Yes, we do.
He's very smart.
Not only is he smart, he's actually been helpful to us because, you know, we're both... Both Sarah and I are going through this as newbies, you know.
Total newbies.
Facing Homelessness is a new nonprofit, and this Project Streetheart is in its first year, its first event. And John Curley, great thanks to him. He's really helped usher us through a lot of thoughts about how to pull
guiding.
This off.
Yeah, he's been kind of our mentor and just been available when we need him, answered questions. I really can't say enough good things about him.
So for those that aren't familiar with the Facebook page, describe Homeless in Seattle.
Okay.
Because that's what drew me into your work.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was a photojournalist shooting these incredible photos.
Your mind is blown now, isn't it? mind blown.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Homeless in Seattle, you know, is coming up on 4 years in the making. And primarily it is a photojournal project that started just with this idea that it wanted to reverse the negative stereotype against those that are living on the street. And the issue that I think goes on for people that are homeless is that, you know, they're living out in front of everybody, and the negative of their life is constantly being witnessed. We can go into our homes. We can put our best foot forward when we're out in the world, and we're not judged by that negative. And people that are living on the street don't have their beauty shown. You know, all of the shortcomings are out there, and their struggle, right? So the idea of the project was to just take beautiful pictures, just to not worry at all about the rest of the story. You know, that story is already being told in the negative stereotype, but to balance it, to bring beautiful photos and to tell something beautiful about that person. One of the things I like about the project is that, you know, unlike architecture, for instance, which I'm an architect, that you have to create this beauty in a project. The beautiful thing about taking photos and listening to people that are living on the street is that you're not creating anything. It's already there. Mm-hmm. You're just exposing for the beauty that they already have. And this project, which completely surprised me when I started to do that, actually created a community kind of spontaneously around it. And people, it spoke to people's inner kind of feeling of wanting to do something. And this is the other thing that makes both Sarah and I so hopeful about the project and the larger work of changing the negative stereotype against homelessness is that I think deep down everybody wants to fix this. Nobody wants to see anybody struggling and suffering on the street. The problem is the how. You know, what can I do? And I think this Homelessness Seattle project has allowed people to have kind of a soft entry, a simple little entry into the conversation of homelessness, to be able to say, oh, he reminds me of my dad, you know, and he needs a sleeping bag. I think I'm going to donate that sleeping bag that's been in my basement for 3 years that I haven't used, right? And from there, once you start, this is the beautiful thing about it. It's the beautiful thing, just as Sarah said, about just saying hello. Once you start, the human spirit starts to take over, yeah. Right? Like if you say hello to somebody on the street, it won't be but 5 or 6 more hellos with that person that you'll say, you know, hey, tell me your name. You know, I'm Rex. What's your name? And pretty soon, you know, you'll be running past on the way to the bus or whatever, saying, hey, John, you know, whatever, you know. So this, then it starts. And I think that's what I'm most amazed by with is the community that's surrounded the Homeless in Seattle site.
Yeah.
And what did you think, Sarah, when you first came across the site?
The site, yeah. So for me, I just happened to see Homeless in Seattle in my newsfeed back in October of 2013. And I started following them, and I just, one day, I'm a feeling gal. I am somebody that makes decisions based on how I feel about something, not in a practical sense necessarily. Not always. But so I just...
It's worked out for you.
It's worked out for me quite well, so I think I'm going to go with it. But I was sitting there at the computer, and I was just looking at their site, and I started reading, I think you might have a blog or something somewhere where all of these photos are.
Tumblr,
that's what it was. And I just was reading through them, and when I finished, I got on to the Facebook site, and I messaged him. I said, hey, I'm an artist. You know, sometimes I paint stuff or, you know, free in the fall time. Fair Start is one of them. But I said, is there anything you guys need that I could, you know, maybe paint for you guys and, you know, to help you guys out? And he said, yeah, you know, we come on down. Started talking, about how I got interested, what Homeless in Seattle was about. And, that's how the sign started. But really,
the Just Say Hello sign started.
But really, what struck me was, yeah, the black and white photographs, I think, do capture something about them that a color photograph wouldn't ordinarily. And also the stories about them, I began to kind of identify with the different individuals, like Steve, who was an artist. I really took a liking to him. And then as I got to know people, I was telling Rex the other day that there's a few of them that just really few of these individuals have a special place in my heart. Johan just has this wicked sense of humor, and I just, he, every time I see him, my face lights up because he's going to say something really witty, charming, and funny. And then Chris is a little bit edgy, a little rough around the edges, but you can just totally see that he's got this soft underbelly, and he's really sweet and kind. And so it's just, yeah, it's just something, there's something about everybody that I love about them. And those, some of these people who I've gotten to be more familiar with, of course, have that special place in my heart. But,
yeah. You know, I want to also add that one of the things about coming to the community is how each person then evolves what homelessness in Seattle and facing homelessness is. So I can't tell you enough how Sarah has changed this project. You know, not just Street Heart, but honestly, Homeless in Seattle and facing homelessness with all her, you know, compassion and energy and really just genuine love of people. She has moved, you know, the ball of this project, you know, just forward in a big way. So that's part of the exciting thing about this is as each person comes to this community, they bring their own, you know, layer to it, their own understanding of, you know, their humanity and the way that they want to reach out to other people. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you, Rex.
So we've got about 2 minutes left. Tell people about your event on September 12th that is going to be a benefit for Facing Homelessness. Is that correct?
Yeah.
It's going to be a benefit for Facing Homelessness. These paintings are going to be auctioned off. But I also want to stress that this is a community celebration event. You know, this is really, we are really working to bring community together. Often when you when I talk about facing homelessness, people want to talk about the homeless, right? But in fact, really the discussion is about the homed, people living in homes. This is really what we're trying to do, is to get people to be involved, to step forward, to say, you know, government, nonprofits, that's not where the answer is. The answer is in each of us. But to get back to your question, September 12th, six o'clock.
It's September 12th at the Collaboratory. Starts at 6. The auction will start about 6:45, but you should be there at 6 because you need to come. You need to get something to eat. You need to have a nice glass of wine. You need to look at all the different portraits, or water or lemonade, whatever you would like. But if you're thinking, oh my goodness, this is an auction, so how am I going to buy one of these portraits? Well, what we have is we have it structured in a way that the originals will be auctioned off, because of course those are more valuable to people who are collectors, but also it's the original piece of artwork. So it's ginormous and beautiful and colorful. These are colorful portraits. Think Andy Warhol. And so what we are then doing, with the lovely advice of John Curley, is we have prints. They're smaller prints, but they are nonetheless beautiful prints, and we will have 10 of them of each of these portraits, and we will start the bid at $100 to $200, and we will go up until we have 10 people for each one of those portraits. Could be $200 and you get a print, could be $800, could be $2,000, whatever your pocket allows. This is all going to Homeless in Seattle, so this is my sales pitch here.
So if you have any questions, contact us on Homeless in Seattle. You can go to the Facebook site and contact us there and send a message.
And a live auction. We're also doing a live auction. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, with that, we are unfortunately out of time. I want to thank you both for coming in and spending time with us this morning.
Mike, thank you so much for having us.
So great to meet you. Thank you.